Back pain may be common, but successful therapies aren't. Conventional treatments for everyday back pain don't stand up to scrutiny. Bed rest makes it worse, and cortisone injections and traction are ineffective. So how can sufferers get relief? According to recent reports, last year, 20 million back pain sufferers found relief by visiting a chiropractor. Orthopedic surgeons and specialists like the ones at the Texas Back Institute are still very busy. They handle plenty of patients with chronic spinal pain or pain from accidents. But in a striking change, they see themselves as doctors of last resort. The Institute's John Triano, D.C., Ph.D., is here to discuss chiropractic medicine and its emerging role in conservative care. Dr. Triano, thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Now, back in 1994, the government convened a panel to review the state of back care. The group included spine researchers, surgeons, orthopedists, psychologists, and one chiropractor, you. What were the group's most significant findings regarding back care?
Well, that was really an interesting series of meetings over several years, culminating in the 1994 report. And it became very controversial in the orthopedic community with an awful lot of opposition that developed. The fact of the matter is that the science of spine care led the group of multiple disciplines that you mentioned to recognize that some of the simplest methods of care are the most appropriate. The most common mistake that people make when they have a back problem is they immediately limit all their activity. What this panel discovered is that the research says that you should continue to go about your normal activities of daily living as best you can. People get well faster when they do that than when they begin severely limiting what they do. The second thing that they discovered was that common over-the-counter medication is often most effective in contrast to some of the heavy hitters and narcotics that you get under prescription.
Mm-hmm.
So simple over-the-counter, acetaminophen, Advil, Aleve, those things work as well for most patients as running to the doctor and getting medication. The third thing that they discovered is that getting to someone who does spinal manipulation, chiropractors do most of that in the United States, spinal manipulation is a form of treatment which improves function and reduces pain faster than most other forms.
Research has shown that chiropractic care can relieve pain in the lower back. Now, where else is chiropractic treatment beneficial?
Most people do think about chiropractic in terms of helping low back pain. However, chiropractic is a discipline, and what we do is take care of musculoskeletal or muscle, bone, and joint complaints. So you could think of chiropractic for back pain, leg pain, neck pain, arm pain, and headaches.
Now, over the last decade, more multidisciplinary practices have developed where medical and chiropractic health care providers work side by side to help patients with complicated problems. How does the interdisciplinary approach help these cases?
Well, this is really an exciting area and often unrecognized area in treatment of spine problems. The fact of the matter is that complex cases develop many collateral or parallel forms and sources of pain. And when you bring them to one doctor, he is usually not capable of handling all of them. By putting multiple disciplines together, you bring the skills of the chiropractor for manipulation science and the skills of the medical doctor with medication and the skills of the psychologist and rehabilitation specialist all in one place. That helps patients who need more than one approach.
John Triano, D.C., Ph.D., is the director of the Chiropractic Division at the Texas Back Institute in Plano.